Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Coast Insurance is proud to be the title sponsor of Magic Time. You can find out more about us by visiting coastinsurance.ca. Coast Insurance, our goal is to bring you the best coverage for the best price.
Hi, I'm Woody King from Moncton, New Brunswick, and you're listening to Coast Insurance Magic Time. Go Magic!
Hi there, Magic fans. Welcome to Coast Insurance Magic Time. Scott Squires with you, joined by the head coach, Joe Salerno. And Coach, sounds like I've caught up with you in a mobile situation. Where do I find you?
Yeah, hey, Scott. How are you? I'm just driving, actually, back from practice now, from Cranfield University back to the Magic offices down on St. George Street, downtown Moncton.
You say you're just coming from practice. I guess that'll take me right into the first question is, what can you give us in terms of a roster update and a health update with the Moncton Magic?
Well, it's been a good week. We got Ronald Delf back 100% full practice on Tuesday. So it's been good to see Ron back. Looks great. He looks very bouncy. He looks like a guy who's been resting for a couple of weeks. So that's really positive. Brad Stades is back as well from I think he had a little bit of a head cold or not quite the flu, but just really wasn't feeling all that well. So he was back in practice yesterday. So you know, right now we're pretty much 100% healthy.
And since we last spoke, Coach, you guys have had three games. You had a home game on Valentine's Day, 96-86, win over Halifax. Then the next day, you had a home game against the Island Storm, a huge win, 40 points, 120-80. You defeated the Island Storm. And then a couple of days later, you traveled over to the Island on the holiday Monday, a 103-93 win over the same Island Storm. Coach, maybe just overall, what are your thoughts on the performance of this team in their past three games, all wins?
I think we're really starting to click, really on the defensive side of the ball, you know, which then in turn is picking up our offense. You know, to play three straight games and hold all three opponents to, you know, under, 94 points, you know, that's pretty tough to do. That's pretty tough to do. You know, I think we're, in those three wins, we're only allowing like 86 points per game, which has dropped our kind of season average defensively against to like, you know, below 100. Which is great. It certainly means we're heading in the right direction. And, you know, we built this team to be a great defensive team. And, you know, I think we're starting to kind of find our way. And, so it was good. It was a great, great three wins, especially when you consider we played three games in 4 days. You know, and having the back to back against, an Island Storm team is always interesting. So no, we had a very good week.
I want to talk more about the defense in a second, but something that kind of popped out at me in that February 15th game, the home game against the Island Storm, that 120-80 win. The third quarter, Coach, you outscored the Storm 38-19. What was going on in that third quarter?
We were just locked in. We were just aggressive. The Halifax game the night before was the first night I decided to go with a smaller lineup where we actually started Billy White at the five. And Wayne McCullough, who's just been playing phenomenally lately, we started him at the four. So it allowed us to have, you know, Jeremiah Morty and Marcus Lewis and Wayne McCullough, you know, all on the floor at the same time. And I mean, these are three elite defenders. So, you know, I think we've kind of found a little rhythm with that. And, you know, the third quarter, that game on Saturday night against the Island, it was just, like I said, everything was clicking. Shots were going down. We were getting great looks. And, you know, we knew it was coming. One of these nights we were just going to, you know, be knocking down shots left and right and defending at a high level. And, you know, it came on Saturday.
When you're on the sideline and you're coaching and you see your team lock in like that and have a quarter like that, Is there ever that thought in the back of your mind of, oh my gosh, I wish we could bottle this and have this all the time?
Oh, I mean, definitely. I mean, that's the goal, is to be able to play that, you know, consistently, you know, for 48 minutes. And I mean, it, you know, it rarely happens. It rarely happens. Any team plays, you know, that type of defense with that type of intensity and that type of aggression, you know, for a full 48 minute game. That's always the goal, is to play at that same consistent level, because, you know, that's playing to your full potential. And you always want to try to get the most out of your players, but to have five guys doing it at once, you know, all on the court, and then having no letdown when you go to a substitution and whoever comes in is also competing and playing at that same level. Yeah. I mean, if you could bottle that up, it'd be priceless. You know, you can sell it for whatever you wanted to other basketball coaches around the world. At least that's the way I feel. We were tough, and we were all on the same page. So it was really, really nice to see.
And talking about that defense, you mentioned how well it's played as of late, and you are indeed the only team in the league right now that is holding their opponents to under 100 points per game on average through 18 games. 99.8 points per game on average you're giving up, and that's over 3 points better than the second best defensive team in the league, the London Lightning. Other than what we've talked about, Coach, can you maybe pinpoint a thing or two that's really seen your team's defensive game gel the last little bit?
After the Windsor loss, where, again, the effort wasn't where it needed to be at, and our communication was not where it needed to be at, you know, it was something we hammered on, and I was very upfront and blunt about it with players of what our expectations are and how they need to be met. And, you know, I think a lot of guys took that the right way, and then it kind of filtered down and trickled down to everybody. So for us, it's really just about being the aggressor, Scott. I mean, it's trusting the fact that we have the athletes to put as much pressure on the ball as we want. And that athlete will be able to stay with his man. And if not, he knows, he trusts his teammates that he's going to have help. And, you know, that's something Wayne has just been doing phenomenally. He did a phenomenal job for two games on Alex Campo of the Island Storm. I mean, just a really great job. And it's great. It's great to see. And like I said, that when you have a few guys playing at that level, it really does trickle down to the rest of your team. And it's a fun style to play, you know? So me, I think it's just an aggressive mentality and applying more pressure on the ball and communicating, trusting, you know, you're going to have help, and that allows you to play the guy however you want.
The last three games that you've had, three different players were player of the game for the Moncton Magic. On the Valentine's Day game, Jeremiah Morty was the guy. On Saturday the 15th, it was Corey Almond. And then the guy that you just talked about a few minutes ago, Wayne McCullough, was the player of the game in that February 17th win over on the island. Coach, when you look at this team and you see the depth, what does it say to you?
It just tells me that we can compete and we can contend for a title. That was our biggest strength last season, was we were just extremely deep, you know, really 1 through 12 last year, and it happens to be 1 through 10 this year. And, you know, that's really playing without Ronald Delf, who's our kind of main rim protector and a very kind of, you know, big who can do a lot of different things. So, you know, depth to me is always the key. I think you've seen a lot of teams in this league over the years. They may really like kind of front load the roster and you know, kind of max out that starting five or first six guys, and other teams, you know, tend to spread, you know, their cap, so to speak, around and try to make a deeper team. And, you know, that's certainly the way that I've always felt teams could be the most successful, especially in the grind of a season that the NBL Canada is. You know, you're going to give yourself an opportunity to win more games with a deeper roster, period. Injuries happen. You know, guys go down, guys get tired, back-to-back games. So for us, I mean, depth is always something that's important when building our roster. And even though we went to 10 players this year, it's a very deep 10. It's a very solid 10.
You mentioned Ronald Delf being a rim protector, and he's going to be coming back, which is great news. But a guy that's been that guy for you the last couple of seasons, Denzel Taylor, through 18 games. I know Ronald Delf hasn't played as many as Denzel, but both of these guys right now averaging 7.9 boards a game. Is there a little bit of internal competition between those two guys in terms of who might get the rebounding title for the Moncton Magic?
No, not at all. You know, those are probably two of the most selfless guys we have on our team. You know, both those guys just want to win games. I mean, Denzel Taylor, to me, is the he's just the ideal teammate. You know, if it's not Denzel's night and he's having a rough go at things, then, which rarely happens, mind you, but, you know, Denzel would be fine playing 10 minutes in a game as long as we won. You know, Ronald Delph's the same way. You know, he understands at times it's going to be smaller matchups or we're playing more small ball and he may not get as many minutes that night. You know, he's always cheering on his teammates. So, I mean, as long as we're winning games, those guys could care less about stats. You know, they're just both great people is really what they are. And they're certainly great teammates. So we're fortunate to have both those guys on our roster and in our front court.
And speaking of rebounding, and again, this one kind of blows my mind a little bit, but in terms of total rebounds, not average per game, but total rebounds on the season, Jeremiah Morty is eighth in the entire National Basketball League of Canada with 121 total rebounds, 21 offensive, but 100 defensive rebounds. Coach, how about that Jeremiah Morty on the glass?
Jerry's just been so good this year, Scott. I mean, he really has been our most consistent player from day one in all facets of the game, whether it's on the defensive end or rebounding the ball or distributing or scoring, shooting. He's just been extremely solid. I think this has been a breakout season for him. I think actually the local paper here, the Times and Transcripts, doing a feature on him tomorrow and just kind of the season that he's had. So, you know, when it comes to the defensive rebounding, Jerry finishes possessions, you know, just like he probably finishes every other thing he starts out to do, you know, which is such a great quality to have in a person. So Jerry's been awesome. I mean, there's really no other way to describe it. He's led by example all season, and he's a huge part of our success right now.
And you mentioned that depth and how important it is, especially when it gets down to playoff time. And looking at the scoring leaders on your team, Coach, Billy White leads the team 17.5. Jeremiah Morty, 17. Corey Allman, just under 16. Wayne McCullough, Jason Calise, Marcus Lewis down the line. Balanced scoring. How important is that for this team going forward?
Yeah, it's really big. I mean, you just have weapons that can hurt you everywhere. If it's not this guy, it's a different guy, you know, on a different night. So, I mean, I think on Saturday against the Island, we had 7 players scoring double figures. I think the next game on Monday, we had 8 players scoring double figures or vice versa. You know, actually Brandon Neal had scored in double figures that night on Saturday. So, yeah, I mean, to play 2 games and have 15 players in double figures in those 2 games it's pretty impressive. And again, it just tells me we're clicking. Everybody's getting touches, everybody's getting shots, and everybody's knocking down shots. So, yeah, it's just another really, you know, big piece of that depth and a reason why, you know, we sit on top of the league right now.
How a team comes together, how they gel off the court is just as important as how they are on the court. You've coached a lot of teams, you've coached a lot of years. What do you see from this group away from the court?
I think they've been pretty good. I mean, I think we've definitely had some adversity a little bit, you know, going on with our roster here to start the year, and the guys have kind of battled through that, and I think they've kind of found their stride right now. I think everybody's pretty comfortable, you know, with each other. They really get along, you know, off the court as well. There's no, you know, kind of cliques of or groups of guys. You know, they all really just get along. It's a nice thing, but I think so much of that, again, is having 7 guys back from last year's team. And then when you talk about the, you know, the 3 or 4 new guys we have this year, you know, Ronald Delph, Des Lee, Brandon Neal, and Jerry, I mean, they're all just quality people. And like I said, you know, they're all pretty selfless. They all want to win games. They're all competitive. You know, I mean, they get after each other in practice. Sometimes there's definitely, you know, we get over competitive in practice at times that can turn a little nasty here and there. But some of that is okay, you know, as long as it doesn't spill over, you know, after practice, which it rarely, if never, does. So it's a good group. It's a good group to work with.
A league best 14-4. You've won your last 3. You're 8-1 at home at the Avenir Center. You're 6-3 away. Coach, at this point, what is it that you really feel that you want to polish up for this team?
Just continuing to play the way we have over the last 3 or 4 games. I mean, 3 games, really. I mean, offensively, you know, we're starting to get more paint touches. The ball's starting to get reversed and swung around the perimeter more, opening up more driving lanes, you know, which in turn is drawing more help and getting more open shots. So, I mean, to me, I want to continue to improve on that consistent pace and style offensively. where the ball moves and we get good looks. You know, defensively also, it's just continuing to play and being better at playing a more aggressive style defense, possession after possession, and not having letdowns. You know, those are a couple of things I think we could definitely improve on. You know, I know we still improve on our free throw shooting. Last season's team, we were not a good free throw shooting team in the regular season, but I think we were the best free throw shooting team in the postseason. So, small things here or there. I think we're just starting to hit our stride. So we haven't peaked. I think we're on our way there. You know, we got a couple tough games with Halifax coming up, and then, you know, the month of March, we were just talking about it with the guys yesterday. March is an absolute bear. You know, March, we go to Ontario twice. We go to Newfoundland the first weekend in April. I think 10 of our last 18 games are all against Central Division opponents. And, you know, the Central Division with Sudbury and London, as good as anybody. And then you look at the teams on the bottom half of that bracket. Kitchener-Waterloo is way better than their record shows. And they have a lot of talent over there. And they've been playing London. Well, I think they beat them the last two times they played them. And Windsor, obviously, can play and obviously put a beating on us at home. So we have a really tough March coming up. So I just hope these last, you know, week and a half, 2 weeks of February, we continue to play well and go into March just, you know, starting to peak.
Coach, before I let you go, last time we spoke, it was just coming up to Valentine's Day. You knew you were going to be working on Valentine's Day and that night. Have you had a chance yet to have that little bit of Valentine's spark?
We haven't gone out or anything, but I mean, the night after we won on the 14th there, I mean, you know, our Valentine's Day after 12 years was me picking up, you know, some wings on the way home and you know, just going and hanging out and having some wings at the dining room table and, you know, having a beer and just kind of relaxing and chatting. So now we haven't done much yet. That's what I was telling you, Scott. It's a crazy time of year and, you know, we'll figure it out. There was some nice flowers left for her on our dining room table with a card and some chocolates on Valentine's Day morning, just saying. So that was taken care of. And but it was good. I mean, it was, you know, and I think we won that night, right? So everything was all good.
Always great to chat with you. Good luck in your games this weekend, and we'll look forward to chatting with you again next week.
Okay, that sounds great, Scott. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate your time as always, sir. That is head coach Joe Salerno of the Moncton Magic. His team certainly on a roll. They're 14-4, leading the way overall in the National Basketball League of Canada. They've won their last three games, and they've got a big home-and-home series coming up against the Halifax Hurricanes Sunday, 2 o'clock in Moncton, and Tuesday, 7 p.m. in Halifax. Thanks to Coach for joining us, and thank you for listening once again to Coast Insurance Magic Time. Scott Squires saying so long, and remember, friends, if you can't take part in sport, be a good one anyway. Bye for now.
Coast Insurance is proud to be the title sponsor of Magic Time. You can find out more about us by visiting coastinsurance.ca. Coast Insurance, our goal is to bring you the best coverage for the best price.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.